I am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
And it's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
Lots of.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government, since this is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E Pluribus Unum.
You falsely accused me of being involved in a racial incident.
He said you were
predictable.
You
were.
You
are racist.
He said he worked.
You are very racist.
He said he worked.
You're going to be dealt with.
He said he worked for you.
It's going to come to light who you really are. It's going to come to light who you really are.
Hey, just answer one question. Yes or no?
What about the fake person?
Yes or no?
And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Wednesday, October 25th, 2023 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And it is a wild and dystopic ride, to be sure. I mentioned a few things lately. A lot of it we know. Some of it's a reminder. I touched on the history of the allopathic medical community a little bit yesterday. I think maybe we'll play that. Actually, maybe we'll play a little clip that gives some historical context there, for posterity's sake. So yesterday I mentioned Jay Bhattacharya recently, last Sunday, I don't know what you call it now. It used to be Twitter. Now it's called X, which is weird. At some point, maybe we will do something on the esoteric significance of 911, particularly in Roman numerals, IXXI. 9/11, that is. And, you know, the Antichrist connection, esoteric connection, and fun stuff like that. I'm sure it's just a coincidence. It's all just a coincidence. Anyway, it's called X now. X, the Antichrist connection. So whatever you call it when someone posts something, Jay Bhattacharya did that this past Sunday, and the post reads, new FDA preprint study, active surveillance system finds elevated risk of seizures in toddlers and myocarditis in teenagers associated with COVID mRNA vaccination. And of course, you know, he includes a link to the PDF copy of the study, safety of monovalent Pfizer, BioNTech, Moderna, Novavax, COVID-19 vaccines in U.S. children aged 6 months to 17 years. Think about that. This is experimental technology. I've mentioned several times that if you go to, well, if you recall, it was, what was it, April or May of 2020? Even Mr. Vaccines Didn't Cause Rachel's Autism, Peter Hotez, one of the, you know, vaccine poster children, even Hotez said, yeah, this is not something we want to rush into. He said that in his congressional testimony. And so for Peter Hotez to say that, that's really something. The way he put it when he was interviewed by Reuters, I wonder if that article is still around. No, of course not. That article's gone. Oh, golly. Well, let me just say it's not where it used to be. Maybe I'm getting ahead of myself. When he was interviewed by Reuters, when the discussion of the mRNA vaccines were coming up in the COVID stuff, he said, I understand the importance of accelerating timelines for vaccines in general, but from everything I know, which is significant, to his credit, this is not the vaccine to be doing it with. And, you know, it was one of the things he said. And then there was that congressional testimony. If you remember, though, you know, he told the story. I wonder if I have that handy somewhere. I don't think so. Probably find it pretty quickly on C-SPAN. But he said, you know, he told the truth about it. He said, you know, I don't think this is, we shouldn't be rushing into this. In fact, you know, the original trials killed most of the participants, killed a bunch of young kids. And he said that technology was shelved back in the 60s. Until the Gates Foundation picked it back up. It's absolutely astonishing how wild and dystopic. I don't know, somebody with a bunch of money who, you know, according to Wikipedia, is a college dropout, not a doctor, not an epidemiologist, not a virologist, none of that stuff. Guy with a few bucks. And, you know, am I a bad person for citing Honoré de Balzac speaking of fortunes, you know, the infamous quote, the secret of great fortunes without apparent cause is a crime forgotten, for it was properly done. Or the paraphrasing, you know, behind every great fortune there is a great crime. So, you know, a guy shows up, got a few bucks, and all of a sudden he's a doctor. He's an angel. It's amazing. Even Stanley Plotkin said, for a new coronavirus vaccine to be available for large populations, I would say it's a matter of 2 years minimum. Even Plotkin said that. And, Paul Offit. I mean, these are the overlords of the vaccine industry. Plotkin is the godfather. Hotez is kind of the poster child, in my opinion. Paul Offit even said, when Dr. Fauci said 12 to 18 months, I thought that was ridiculously optimistic. Co-inventor of the rotavirus vaccine in the late 90s. That's what he told CNN. And then he said, and I'm sure he, meaning Fauci, I'm sure he did too. But then there's that whole subject of, you know, the mRNA vaccine manufacturers knew that they're just talking software. Bill Gates is like, this is a coup, man. This is going to be great for business because, you know, it's going to be your regular virus update, kind of like your Windows operating system. It's always plagued by viruses. If you have Linux, you've never probably encountered that situation, but Windows seems to be plagued by viruses and things. So you got to have antivirus, just like the mRNA technology. And so, you know, first, like all the other lies that Fauci and others said, there was the, hey, you know, one shot to rule them all. And then it was, you know, maybe you need a booster. You need to, you know. And then it was, hey, you know what? Maybe we'll do boosters every, I don't know, 6 months, 12 months, something like that. And it's always been experimental technology. And the people who said that were laughed off and besmirched and so on. And so, you know, as I mentioned yesterday, speaking of the FDA preprint study that Jay Bhattacharya posted, referred to, there were also, you know, there's the Team Reality CT post comment to Bhattacharya's post that says, have you seen this? It's the student declaration page. Pays homage to Bhattacharya, Kulldorff, and Gupta for the Great Barrington Declaration launched on the same day, 3 years earlier. And this is the student declaration is 3 years later. And so the students are saying, hey, we're not guinea pigs. Statement by students against past, present, and future mandates in order that the grievous harms and losses of the past 3 years of COVID-19 mandates are not repeated again. We're not guinea pigs. So this is how wild and dystopic, you know, along the way, in April of last year, as one user who created a clip out of this put it, one C-SPAN user, Obama said the quiet part out loud. Can we play that, please?
And yet, despite the fact that we've now essentially clinically tested the vaccine on billions of people worldwide.
That's pretty astonishing. He said it at his Stanford talk there last April 2022. I think that's pretty incredible. So, you know, were people told and appropriately compensated? No, there's no recourse because all of this was done under the purview of emergency. Great discretionary powers in times of emergency. I feel like somebody said that. Somebody talked about great discretionary powers in times of emergency. It was, you know, emergency use authorization that was sought, indemnity. Bill Gates, speaking of him, you know, he was the one who was saying, you know, millions of, you know, people there were going to have to indemnify all these companies. And, you know, there's a risk of, I mean, you know, 700,000 or 800,000 people dying. And he laughs when he said it, remember? Because he loves to engage in, Cooper's delight. In time of actual war, James Madison observed, great discretionary powers are constantly given to the executive magistrate. Constant apprehension of war has the same tendency to render the head too large for the body. A standing military force with an overgrown executive will not long be safe companions to liberty. The means of defense against foreign danger have been always the instruments of tyranny at home. But see, we've gone further now. It's not just, you know, troops and standing armies and things like that. It's not just, it's everywhere. Like I was talking about yesterday, people are terrified of their own shadow. I talked about the story of the Concorde yesterday and how yesterday was the 20th anniversary of the final commercial flight of the Concorde, and how we used to love going to the airport to meet grandma and grandpa. And, you know, people would take the whole family. Kids would go. Kids would be standing there. The little kids, you know, mom and dad would be holding, and everybody would be there with a sign, and it was so exciting. Now we're terrified of everything. We have wars on everything. Well, not actual war, because, you know, Congress has the authority, the power and authority to declare war in America, but that hasn't happened in nigh on 80 years. So what does that tell us? Something is desperately wrong. But, you know, we have a war on drugs, the war on terror, this invisible enemy here, allegedly. Pretty crazy. In time of actual war, great discretionary powers are constantly given to the executive magistrate. And people have, that's just sort of been normalized. I think the hog-tying of Congress is largely intentional. You know, the speaker circus is perhaps exhibit A right now of the hog-tying of Congress. But that's okay, because the executive will just get stuff done. So we're trending more and more toward a benevolent dictator. Maybe not so benevolent, but, you know, definitely a dictator. But in reality, the dictator is a figurehead, so let's not lose sight of that. And I mean, this is just being normalized. Speaking of hogtying Congress, what happened to the trove of what happened to Dennis Montgomery's case? Larry Klayman, what's going on with Dennis Montgomery's case? Newsmax story, mass surveillance cases could shed light on alleged Trump wiretap. That was back in 2017. The newest revelations that the Obama administration wiretapped, that is, bugged President Trump and all of his men in the lead up to and after the November 8, 2016 elections are not surprising. In this regard, for over 2 years, the highest levels of the FBI have been secretly investigating the harvesting, quote unquote, of highly confidential information, including financial records of the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, other justices, over 156 judges, prominent businessmen like Donald Trump, and public activists like me. The article written by Larry Klayman. In this regard, a whistleblower named Dennis Montgomery, a former NSA CIA contractor, came forward to FBI Director Comey with 47 hard drives and over 600 million pages of largely classified information under grants of use and derivative use immunity, which I, Larry Klayman, obtained for him with the U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia. Later, Montgomery, who suffers from a potentially fatal brain aneurysm, testified under oath for over 2.5 hours before FBI special agents Walter Giardina and William Barnett in a secret room at the FBI's field office in Washington, D.C. The testimony was under oath and videotaped, and I have reminded the FBI recently to preserve this evidence. What happened to, you know, we hear about Snowden and other folks. What happened to Dennis Montgomery's stuff? 47 hard drives, 600 million pages of stuff. Why don't we turn Neo4j loose on that like the Panama Papers and see what pops out? Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
So why do I mention Dennis Montgomery? Well, for obvious other reasons, I think. But, you know, as the story went, judges and politicians and, I mean, everybody's being surveilled. So what the heck is going on? And that is kind of the, you know, I don't know, sort of Damocles in a sense. Everybody's thinking that they're going to get doxxed at some point or some kind of thing. And who knows, you know, I mean, think of Epstein, for example. Who knows who's been compromised, how, and I think of, I don't know, for whatever reason, when this stuff comes up, I always think of Mark Sanford and South Carolina. And Mark Sanford basically saying, nah, we don't want the DHS money. We don't want that stuff. We don't want the strings it comes with. And the next thing you know, he's gone. He disappears for a couple of weeks, and then he rematerializes, and oh, he's been having an ongoing affair with a woman from South America, and oh my gosh, he's disgraced and his wife is disappointed, and you know what, he's gonna have to basically, his whole political career is ruined. And man, that was fast, and nobody thought it was strange, I guess. I don't know. Business Insider. I fell deeply in love, Mark Sanford says. He caused incalculable pain in handling an extramarital affair with Maria Belén Chapur in Argentina. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure. So, you know, who knows the extent of this kind of stuff? Look, here's how it's going to go. I mean, I've talked in the past about what are they called? The cloakrooms in Congress. And I just imagine these meetings, you know, where, you know, some guy sits down and it's kind of like a Mr. Smith goes to Washington type deal, you know. Some idealistic, wet behind the ears rookie is sitting there saying, this is how it's going to go. And this guy has a newspaper that he's sort of fiddling with, you know, just sort of playing with. And then at some point he throws it on the table in front of this newbie and says, gosh, you know, have you seen tomorrow's headline? Sure would be a shame. And it says something like this, you know, it's Mark Sanford's story or something like that. You know, we have video footage of you and whatever, you know. Yeah, but you guys roofied me, and, you know, but nobody's ever going to believe that, Congressman. So I suggest you, you know, do some soul searching and vote appropriately. Who knows? If that's not the case, what happened to the 47 hard drives and over 600 million pages of largely classified information? Larry Klayman, what's going on with Dennis Montgomery's case? You like to boast, Larry Klayman, that you are the only guy who has won a case against Uncle Sam of this nature. So what happened to Dennis Montgomery's case and all of the evidence, including Dennis Montgomery's 2.5 hours of testimony under oath? Where is all of that? So, you know, is Congress hamstrung and hogtied? It seems like it. And it's a circus. It's looking like a circus. The speaker theater is a circus. Or at least it seems so to me. I think in the next segment, speaking of this, the study and the experimentation on people, I think I will give you a little background in the allopathic history in the next segment here. I think we'll do that. So stick around for that, because most people really have no idea what the history is. And I think they would be horrified if they really were confronted with the reality of the history of the allopathic medical industry. Stick around, we'll be right back.
I want the truth! You handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
So, bottom of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, this Wednesday, October 25th, 2023, or what I like to call Julie Friday. So, let me first say, coming up in hour two, I have a special guest, Jeremy from Kentucky, RBN host, Monday through Thursday, 9 to 10 p.m. Central. He is the host of In Plain Sight, obviously, and also what was that? Okay. And also the Patrick and Jeremy show. So that'll be fun. I'm looking forward to that. We've done some stuff in the past, and I think it's always interesting. I think that people find it interesting. And so today, the plan is that he will join me coming up here on hour two, and then I'm going to join him later on In Plain Sight later today. So that is the plan. Yeah. Well, I said, yeah, 9 to 10 p.m. Central, Monday through Thursday. So I will join him on In Plain Sight, 9 p.m. later today. So, all right. So now hopefully we're all on the same page there. I have a couple of clips that I want to give you. I was thinking about this yesterday, and it's difficult stuff for sure. But the history of the allopathic medical industry is not benevolent, not philanthropic. This is why I sound cynical when I talk about Walter Reed Hospital, because I am very cynical. I think it's no accident or coincidence. It's not happenstance that all of a sudden we got IEDs and folks coming back to Walter Reed Hospital. That's okay. We can stick some bionic parts on you. You be the $6 million man or the bionic woman. It's going to be great. Not a coincidence. You know, ultimately, think about all of the money and resources that are being allocated for this stuff, and ask yourself, what is the long-term use case of this, or what is the market for this and marketability of these things? And then obviously from there, you know, before we play the clip, we got to play the clip in a second here, lest I be verbose. I've been accused of prolixity. Right, David? And run up against the break. But, you know, so what is the application? What is the market and marketability of these things? And is it not Kurzweil's Age of Spiritual Machines? I think that's it, isn't it? Is it anything else? So in chapter 11, title 2029, I've mentioned this a time or two, but for posterity's sake, we'll just throw this out here. Then we'll play the clip. I think most people really could get their minds around the possibility that, yeah. You know, so it's interesting how we want to look for confirmation bias, which is typically understood as a logical fallacy, and step over the things that the inconvenient truths and it's interesting that Kurzweil quotes people like Swinburne, Charles Swinburne, in his Age of Spiritual Machines. Anyway, chapter 8. Part 3, To Face the Future, Chapter 9, 2009, Chapter 10, 2019, Chapter 11, 2029. So this is what Kurzweil wrote, among other fun things. By 2029, isn't that, let's see, 6 years away? You read the rest and it's pretty astonishing. Anyway, by 2029, this is what Kurzweil's little AI, little demon guide told him to expect in the future. Displays are now implanted in the eyes. I'm talking about how, if you read the book, there's this future. Oh, I had this guide that tells me here's what the future, can look like. And he writes about it in the book. Basically, I would say it's a book, sort of, it reminds me of automatic writing, and there's, Alice Bailey might as well have written The Age of Spiritual Machines. Anyway, displays are now implanted in the eyes with a choice of permanent implants or removable implants, similar to contact lenses. Could this be the market for this kind of stuff? Images are projected directly onto the retina, providing the usual high-resolution three-dimensional overlay on the physical world. These implanted visual displays also act as cameras to capture visual images and thus are both input and output devices. Remember when Scott Klosowski said, and we play the clip every once in a while, we're going to move from mobile to wearables to implantables. Next, Kurzweil writes, cochlear implants originally used just for the hearing impaired are now ubiquitous. These implants provide auditory communication in both directions between the human user and the worldwide computing network. Oh, you're a big giant microphone and camera. And then this fun bit, direct neural pathways have been perfected for high bandwidth connection to the human brain. This allows bypassing certain neural regions. Why would you want to bypass certain neural regions? For example, visual pattern recognition, long-term memory. Those are some pretty curious examples. Why would you want to bypass visual pattern recognition and long-term memory? Total recall sort of comes to mind. And augmenting or replacing the functions of these regions with computing performed either in a neural implant or externally. A range of neural implants is becoming available to enhance visual and auditory perception and interpretation, memory and reasoning. Elon Musk says we're all going to be cyborgs. Well, actually, we're already cyborgs, because we carry around this external hard drive and, memory access device, this, phone, for example, it's an onboard thing. And so because of that, he says we're all cyborgs. I disagree. Anyway, could this be the market for the stuff that's happening at Walter Reed Hospital? Is this the reason why it's so important that we help dogs that can't hear for the first time? Is that really something that people would want to spend money on? I doubt it. The point here is the allopathic medical community, or the industry, and this doesn't mean, boots on the ground, for example. It is led, like so many other things in our society, by nefarious forces, but made to look benevolent. And, if you have had an experience or know someone who's had an experience recently, an encounter with the allopathic medical community, you probably know if you made it out alive, or the person made it out alive, you feel lucky. You feel like you're going to Vegas. Eventually, the house always wins. So, enough about that. I want to give you the clip. This clip has a little extra stuff in it. It's mostly war science and the history of the allopathic medicine, SIN industry. the roots of it. But there's a little bit before that, you know, speaking of the history of Israel, the actual Jews, it's interesting. If you look in the Bible, again, Jacob's descendants, those are the Israelite people. This Israeli thing is a counterfeit. That's a different subject. So there's a little bit of that. This is the probably Alexandra YouTube channel, and she does the disclaimer at the beginning of this video, which is titled An Inconvenient History. She says, I'm going to use some... basically, I will, you know, use some references to things, euphemisms, I would say, terms to avoid getting flagged. So you'll if you haven't heard this before, you'll hear it and think, what is she doing? Why is she talking like that? As the disclaimer she gives at the beginning of the video, it's an hour and 53 minutes long. We're going to do a little few minute excerpt. And so the majority of this clip is regarding the inconvenient history of the allopathic medical industry, where it all came from. I've talked about this in the past, but this is a great little condensed history of it. Can we play that, please?
And the cabal was free to invade Palestine, claim it for Israel, and completely eliminate the last true Israelites. In 1961, an Orthodox J, Ben Hetch, wrote the book Perfidy, where he shows evidence that the Z and Reformed Js sacrificed the Orthodox Js of Europe, and that the emigration bureaucracy of the Third Reich was run by Zs. The emigration officials made sure the Rothschilds and Reformed Js got out of Europe, but the Orthodox Js were abandoned. In 1985, Z. David Wyman wrote The Abandonment of the Jays and admits that the American Zs concentrated on the creation of the Nation of Israel rather than try to save the Orthodox Jays in Europe. He writes, "The unavoidable conclusion is that during the H, the leaderships of American Zism concentrated its major force on the drive for a future Jayish state in Palestine. It consigned rescue of the Jays to a distinctly secondary position. Communism also became stronger because in 1949, China became a communist nation. They just celebrated their 70th anniversary. So far, the first two world wars seem to have accomplished the goals set out by Pike and Mazzini. When the public is distracted by things like war, scientists are usually carrying out the most depraved experiments. Since the Fallen taught the weapons and working of death, humanity has literally been caged, hunted, and experimented on like animals. Ancient writings of various cultures depict all sorts of forms of torture. Unfortunately, the scientists we often hail as heroes were nothing but devils themselves, or mad scientists." This section may be a little bit graphic for those who do not want to hear about bizarre experiments or surgical procedures. In the 1940s and 50s, there were plenty of Soviet scientists who were experimenting with all types of things that modern scientism says were pioneers for things like organ transplants. The point was not strictly medical. The point was to figure out how the physiology works so they could manipulate it as they see fit. They perfected nerve gas, torture techniques, and biological weapons. They wanted to bring the dead back to life and capture consciousness. The ultimate goal was control over creation, both physical and mental. Ilya Ivanovich Ivanov made hybrids of mouse rats, zebra donkeys, bison cows, and guinea pig rats. Hey, he even tried a few times to make a half-human, half-ape. There was Sergei Brukhonenko, who invented a primitive heart-lung machine called the autojector. The most famous of his experiments were with severed heads of dogs, one of which was able to eat a piece of cheese for the onlooking audience. He did dog head transplants, too, and brought executed dogs back to life. And Vladimir Demikov, the dude that sewed two dogs together. If anyone's curious, Soviet experiments on dogs were recorded in the documentary Experiments in the Revival of Organisms. These men play God. They decide whether an animal lives or dies. They decide whether humans live or die. They study whatever evil agenda they have in mind. During this time period, there was always an esoteric reason. Remember, these are also above-ground scientists. Those in the so-called underworld, as the establishment calls it, are allegedly working with hybrids, which is nothing new. I mean, Nephilim were hybrids. They've always been obsessed with gene manipulation.
We've been investigating a figure named Count Saint Germain. Now, he is a legendary vampire. According to legend, he used blood as a way to extend his life. Jennifer, have there ever been any real-life cases of people consuming blood that would actually prolong their lives?
Well, we've always been fascinated with blood, and back in the 1700s, there's a gentleman known as Paul Bert who actually invented what they call parabiasis. He basically took two rats, a younger rat and an older rat. He sliced them and sewed them together. The blood from the younger rat actually ended up having benefits to the older. So the older has better cognitive function, was able to go through a maze faster. However, the younger mouse ended up slowing down and wasn't able to maneuver through a maze.
And they were connected through the circulatory system.
Correct. So basically when they were sewn together, the capillaries actually joined together. And so they essentially had one circulatory system.
The, quote, father of biological warfare, Shiroishi, was chief of Japan's biological warfare program in the Japanese military between world wars, whose record includes deliberately infecting thousands of captives with deadly diseases and dissecting over 3,000 live prisoners without anesthesia. We wouldn't know how to properly warm someone up from hypothermia without the grotesque freezing experiments conducted by Sigmund Rascher. He also killed plenty of victims with his portable pressure chamber to see how much weight a human body can withstand. In the name of science, of course. Rascher also developed cyanide suicide pills. This brings me to the most notorious of all, the Angel of Death, also known as Josef Mengele, or the father of modern mind control.
Josef Mengele was a doctor of philosophy and medicine who performed horrifying experiments on humans and was responsible for the deaths of hundreds of thousands of people.
The German SS officer and physician at the Auschwitz-Birkenau concentration camps during this had a bottomless pool of condemned human beings at his disposal. You see the problem? The mind control doctors saw their patients as subhuman, as cattle, guinea pigs. Now, participation by psychiatrists, scientists, and doctors were not just a few random guys interested in mind control. Instead, these experiments were organized and systematic, and involved many psychiatrists and medical schools in good standing, like Yale, Harvard, UCLA, Stanford. The mind control experiments occurred with biological and chemical weapons, as well as radiation, all funded by these people. This did not happen the way that the establishment wants you to believe that it did. It's a massive topic worth exploring if you haven't already. The significance of this cannot be underestimated. Some Christians perceive spiritual warfare as something happening on a personal level, just the spiritual personal level. The world is not generally perceived as a threat. The monarch victims of today are the product of centuries of efforts by the Kabbalists, the Brothermen, and occult adepts to completely control human behavior. The reality is, the world and the most powerful people are out to destroy them. That there are real humans and real human institutions that desire to do physical harm to us humans as a whole. When the Monarch Programming started, the top men in the Monarch Programming Project were in the establishment. Josef Mengele was the lead programmer and had already achieved the rank of Grand Master within the establishment and was a skilled Kabbalistic magician. He disappeared from Auschwitz in January of 1945 when the establishment smuggled him to the U.S. so that his knowledge of programming, which was fine-tuned on thousands of concentration camp child victims, could be put to the use on a mass scale in the U.S. Programming was simplistic before the NZ Germans came over. The reason for all the strange and horrific experimentation was for mind control. Another successful enterprise started by the NZs was via Operation Paperclip and Operation Bloodstone to bring the NZ scientists to America to found scientific organizations such as NASA and the CIA.
There you go. Interesting stuff. That is the history of the allopathic medical community. A very condensed, abridged version, obviously. But the inconvenient history, as Alexandra put it. And if most people understood that, maybe they wouldn't rush off and allow themselves to be injected, and their children, allow themselves, their children, infants, to be injected with experimental technology, or really any of it. And now there's evidence that confirms the suspicions of even the vaccine overlords themselves. There was a rush. Why was there a rush? Anyway, I want to give you the last clip. This is a New Age clip. This might be even be a primer for hour two. Maybe Jeremy and I can talk about this a little bit. We'll see. We'll see what happens. But this is just a final excerpt concerning the New Age and some interesting bits, tidbits. Final clip from The Inconvenient History. Can we do that, please?
Still being persecuted by these brothers. Why do I have to monitor what I'm saying? Why will I be taken down, my voice silenced, and my free will to express my beliefs taken away? I mean, people who expose these organizations don't generally have great track records, which is why I really appreciate you guys keeping me in your prayers. That means a lot. The truth is being persecuted, not nominal Christians who sit in a building and listen to trained pastors who were taught at their brother-man-run seminaries. The truth gets shut down at every turn, but lies looking like truth get promoted and followed. Why are we, the truth speakers, the minority? Because we are like a drop in a wave. Because we metaphorically have to walk miles and miles just to find another true believer. We stand for truth, and lies hate nothing more than being exposed. This is the reason that the McChurches will never be shut down. They're not a threat. Most are brotherman-run organizations, and Satan will not divide his own kingdom. He may use it to reach a synthesis, but he will never destroy it. In monarch programming, there are two kingdoms. The kingdom of Satan, which is powerful and meant to be feared, that represents the world. And the kingdom of light, not shown to be good, powerful, or intelligent, but acts as a place to go to escape the fear and trauma of Satan's kingdom. These two kingdoms in programming act as the brothers want the church to be, a safe place for the mind to recuperate from an overwhelmingly terrifying world. But it's not intended to be a threat or have any power over Satan's kingdom. A lot of Christians treat church the same way. What can God do for me, not what can I do for God? A place to socialize, to see and be seen, to go for the sake of feeling cleansed, okay? Point is, most of these types of Christians are still very active in Lucifer's kingdom and believe because they accepted Jesus, they have free reign to act as everyone else, but not be judged for it. God sees this hypocrisy and divides those who truly know him from those who just know of him. Everyone knows the parable of the wheat and the tares. Choose the wheat and leave the tares. But agriculturally, it's actually a fascinating metaphor. Wheat is a grain, or a cereal-type plant that is processed for food. A tare is a type of weed that resembles wheat during the early stages of growth. Okay.
We are headed into the second hour. We're not quite finished with that. Maybe we can wrap it up. There isn't that much left. Maybe we can do that in the second hour. So second hour coming up, I will be joined by my special guest, Jeremy from Kentucky. Stick around for that. Second hour coming up. We'll be right back after this short break.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form.
Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.